All right, hello, and welcome back to the DBB segment known as Yu-Gi-Oh, where we go through the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters series. But before we get into our episodes today, which are 31 through 35, we must introduce ourselves and with you today. My name is the Master of Dungeon Dice Enrique.
And your boy, Yami T-Max, is back again.
All right, we got to cover an interesting section, probably one of the best duels of the series so far, if not the best, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
We got to cover Joey Wheeler versus Bandit Keith, the best in the series.
Okay.
So Bandit Keith and Joey Wheeler have a battle because Bandit Keith has this deck set up with these machine cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's his whole gimmick. He's like, I'm a machine man, you know? I feel like type mechanics in Yu-Gi-Oh! Were very sparsely used.
Like, where people used just a specific type of deck?
Yeah, they're like, I feel like that was only really like a TV show thing. Because I really never saw anyone bust out. Yeah, I got the full-on, you know, Mechanic Warriors deck, or I got the full-on, for you, you don't know, but the Elemental Heroes deck.
Well, like, I know about the Elemental Heroes, bro.
People would do hybrids of those. They wouldn't really, like, put all your eggs in one basket because it's easy to get hard countered. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. The only time it happened to me was when my older cousin whooped my ass with a very specific water deck. And it was not close.
A water deck. That's interesting. I've never heard anyone specking it out. I mean, there's been, like, Blue Eyes. Like, that's how I used to run in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Video game on 360. Mm-hmm. When I may or may not have modded my save to unlock every card in that game.
This guy.
And so I made a Blue Eyes deck that could give me a first turn Blue Eyes. And I won every duel against my friend within four turns. It was great.
I wonder why.
Yeah, he was very curious about how I had all those cards, and he got the cops calling him because he was screaming, like, how the fuck do you get those? Someone thought he was murdering somebody. It was good times.
That's sweet, dude.
Good times, good times. All over Yu-Gi-Oh! The greatest game of all time.
I mean, it might just be.
But I actually was highly disappointed with the Blackluster Soldier battle, the Bandit Keith and Joey battle.
You were?
I don't know. Yeah, I was. I feel like the tactics are pretty low. It was good meme material because Bandit Keith's just a great all-around individual.
Yeah.
But the actual content of the duel was very lackluster and kind of left me bored for most of it.
I thought it was good for Joey because this was an improvement in Joey's ability to think kind of on his feet in a tough situation, because although we've had plenty of situations for Joey so far where he's kind of had his back against the wall or whatever, he's never had to do so much to get out of it as he did in this duel. So I thought that was super cool.
Fair. He did get in his bag. He pulled out Kunai with Chain, Baby Dwagon.
Kunai
pulled out Chain Wizard to rust up the monsters. He did a lot of different shit.
Bro, the Gravedigger and Copycat combo, that's wild.
Refresh me. I can't remember what exactly happened there.
He used the Copycat. No. He used the Gravedigger to bring back the Time Machine card or something. And he used the Copycat for one of Keith's cards as well. And it brought back the super duper Red Eyes Metal Dragon. That's what it was.
Red Eyes Metal Dragon.
Yeah.
Red Eyes Black Metal Dragon.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I do remember him busting out Red Eyes Black Metal Dragon because that shit was fire.
That was amazing. There's so many different variations of Red Eyes in this damn show.
But in the actual card game, Red Eyes Black Metal Dragon is a separate card.
Oh, I mean, it has to be because that's, I don't know if it's a fusion monster. No, it's not a fusion monster.
No, it's just a separate regular card.
Yeah, but that's even more powerful. But yeah, I don't know. Is that like a ritual summon or something?
Nope, just a regular tribute summon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the thing with, like, the issue with those is that, like, they make these cards and they make silly ways to get to them in the show, but in reality, they're just a separate, whole different thing. Like, one of my main issues comes up later in the next duel, but there was some bullshit going on there.
Are you one of these people that talks about how much Yugi cheats throughout the show?
I haven't felt that much like he cheated until that next duel.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, he really fucking cheated. But we'll handle that when we get to that.
Yeah, I'll give my point as well when we get to that. I just want to point out real fast that Maya actually came in clutch and didn't do something silly by giving Joey her card. That was interesting.
Yeah, but also, again, you know, Maya's 24. Joey's, like, 16. You got to, like, she got to run that back and not be doing that shit. That's not okay.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, of course we're friends, stupid. Like, nah, chill out, bro. You're trying to get some more than that, Maya. You got to go find people your age, Maya. You're a little old, bro.
That's crazy.
Let it go.
What you're talking about right now.
Got to be like Elsa and let that shit go. So Bandit Keithan's been getting clapped up by my boy Joey Wheeler.
Joey Wheeler, yeah.
Joey the Wheelman Wheeler. Mm-hmm. And Bandit Keith decides, all right, well, I'm going to get my get back one way or another. So he runs up with an... Again, we're watching the Four Kids version for anyone who knows, doesn't know. With an invisible weapon, he points his fist at Pegasus' head like, I'm going to punch you in the head if you don't give me money. And I'm like, okay, so he's got a gun on him. He's got the blick on him. Which, Bandit Keith's an animal. Dude lost and said, I got a gun. Like, where did he get that? No one patted him down for guns. I'm pretty sure they all got patted down on their way to Duelist Kingdom.
I feel like they
How did he get a gun?
Well, because he snuck on the ship too, I think, because he wasn't actually invited. He didn't have the Duelist glove. Or he stole his from someone.
I thought he had one. His other little homies had one too. I thought they all had one.
Well, all I know is he was not properly invited because he wasn't given the cards either.
Then why did Pegasus not get his ass off the island earlier?
Because Pegasus, I'd be pissed.
He's got two out of the four finalists that weren't invited to his tournament.
It just makes it all the more interesting. These bozos are losing to people who weren't even invited.
Y'all aren't even supposed to be here. Go home. Joey, who are you? You don't even duel. Go home. Bandit Keith, I thought I already punked your ass back at the world tournament. Go home. That little kid, I'm going to call up that little kid who whooped your ass and have him whoop you a goddamn game. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he puts the gun to his head. Pegasus is like, I'm him. I'm not scared of bullets. Or the invisible lollipop you're waving at my forehead. And drops him through a fucking trap door that he had set up right there. I don't know why Pegasus had that trap door set up right there.
For situations just like that, he's got the Millennium Eye.
I wonder if, like, in the non-Four Kids version, like, they just grabbed AKs and just lit up Bandit Keith right there. Like, just... All right, Pegasus, we got his ass.
I doubt it. I'm sure he still got sent through the trap door. But the fact that he hypothetically survives that fall is crazy. That's like a...
There's no hypothetical. He lived.
I know, but it's... That's like a 100 to 200-foot fall into the ocean.
He's Bandit Keith. The power of America saved him.
It's probably some eagle... flew in and saved him just like they did Sam and Frodo in the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, the Eagles. Why did they ride the Eagles to start with? Don't ask questions, bitch. You don't want the answer to.
That's a fact.
So, we head into the actual, I think this is the best duel of the series so far.
Okay.
It was a duel that actually kept me entertained all the way through until the ending. But we'll handle the ending in a second. So, episode 33 kicks off with the most insane fucking montage I've ever seen. They hired Nickelback to do a song for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Television show 5-minute montage that they were doing right here.
You said Nickelback. That's crazy.
Who was it? If it wasn't Nickelback, who was? Because that was what they were trying to do, their best impression.
Oh, absolutely. They were trying to do the impression of Nickelback. It was just some random group of dudes. They said, hey, man, y'all want to play this song for us?
Like, legit. Bro, my favorite part was like, we are friends. We're closer than brothers. I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, and it wasn't like a 30-second clip. It was like a 5-minute montage. The
whole intro.
That's what I'm saying. It was like 5 minutes long. I'm like, dude, what is going
There's
on?
There's only been 30 episodes of content so far.
I think that they were like, I know, they showed shit from like the last episode. I was like, guys, come on now. I feel like the people who made this at 4Kids were progressive because the entirety of the Yugi Joey shippers must have been jumping for joy at this montage.
Shippers?
Right? You absolutely know that every single show has those people who ship the best friend characters.
I don't want to hear it.
You have Sam and Dean shippers from Supernatural. You know this.
Yeah, I know that, but that's grown-ups.
So they had Yugi and Joey shippers. You act like there's not Gon and Killua shippers.
Let's not talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. So the Joey Yugi shippers were just jumping for joy, like, yeah, show more of the montage. I love this. Let's go. I'm like, all right, bro. This is funny as hell, though. It was legitimately one of the funniest things I've seen in the last couple months. I was laughing super duper hard, crying my tears out.
Crying, laughing.
I looked up the song afterwards to listen to it again.
Why?
We're closer than brothers. Like, dude. The comments were hilarious. The comments were like, this is real music. I'm dead serious, by the way. This is real music. Oh, this is one of the greatest the theme songs of all time for a TV show. I'm like, bro. For the Nickelback cover? Guys, what are we talking about now? This was just blasphemous.
These dudes are going crazy. I felt
like
Stephen
A. Smith. I was like, blasphemy. I've been deceived. Run amok. Like, it was just ridiculous. That song is not good.
It's not.
It's hilarious, though.
It was funny to watch, that's for sure.
Now, if we want to talk about good 4Kids, we need to talk about the Yu-Gi-Oh! GX intro song. Game on, get your game on. You'll learn about that like a year or two. You know, you'll learn.
I'll learn. I don't know if I'll agree, but I will learn.
You're going to accept it.
You can accept these, son.
You're going to accept the 5Ds and the GX.
I'm okay with it being good. I just haven't watched it before.
So after that whole montage, it took up literally half the motherfucking episode.
Yeah. Between that, the intro song, and the flash, the previously on Yu-Gi-Oh!
I don't know when they determine they're going to do that and not, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because some episodes have it and some just don't. So it's like, okay.
I mean, it makes sense if it's like... one of those episodes after they're like to be continued, and then the next one they don't do it because you
this
just
was not a to be continued.
It wasn't. So I mean, I just, you know, they're weird about it.
So they head straight into the battle. Something happens off rip, and Joey. I think Joey wanted to see if Yugi was about it, and he gets his monster killed off rip, and then Taya, I think, says Joey almost looks happy his monster was killed, and Tristan hits the greatest line of the entire television series.
Okay.
He goes, damn, he's in denial already? I was like, bro, you did not need to do Joey like that. You did not just say Joey's already in denial about what's happening. And the duel just started, Tristan. He's such a hater. That's supposed to be his number one dog. And he's like, damn, he's getting cooked. Like, he didn't even think he had a chance. Like, come on, Tristan, this is your guy. You just met Yugi 3 months ago.
Hey, man.
Like, hey.
Tristan knows.
Here we are. I was also a little hot because at the end of this episode, fucking Joey could have just won. Or Yugi could have just won.
You think so?
No, absolutely. I know so. So Yugi had Curse of the Dragon and he had the Knight, Gaia the Knight or whatever, yeah, on the field, right? Uh-huh. He fused them into, you know, Gaia the Knight Rider or whatever, Dragon Rider, mm-hmm, or whatever, right? If he had just used Curse of the Dragon to kill Flame Swordsman and then hit him directly with Gaia, he would have won right there.
They couldn't attack life points directly. Yeah,
I understand that. They could, but they just didn't.
I don't know if it's an actual rule in the show at the moment or if it's... I don't know.
It's not an
it
actual rule.
It
it's just they do it.
It doesn't happen when they are in
they
Duelist
do it
because
they have 2,000 life, yeah, points. If you get hit directly, you're dead, period. Yeah. Anything hits you, you're done.
Exactly.
So that's why they're not doing that. But it definitely absolutely was not an actual like rule because they'd have to explain the change later and they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what the fuck, dude? Because you could have just won right there easily and it would have been over. But that's the problem with having 2,000 life points for a fucking duel. It's not enough.
Yeah, it also makes all the duels very quick. They're like, wow.
It also makes them either quick or dragged out.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough, you know, beatdown time. But Joey makes a play. He ends up stealing Summon's Skull and fuses Red Eyes, Black Dragon, and Summon's Skull into the Black Skull Dragon. Shit was lit. I love Black Skull
Dragon. Black Skull Dragon is one of the coolest looking cards, I swear.
I think that's also just a normal card in the actual card game.
No, that one is a fusion monster, though.
Are you sure? I felt like all the Black Dragon variants were all normal cards afterwards.
No, that one's still a fusion monster because it is Summon Skull and Red Eyes Black Dragon.
But genuinely, I was like, they were going back and forth. They were having really good battles. You know, Joey had Yugi on the back foot. Yugi had to summon Dark Magician. But then Joey's like, I can still kill your ass. Then he uses the hats. And he puts Dark Magician in the hats to buy time. Then he puts the seal on the the Skull Dragon. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. It was a lot going on. And then, you know, they all get clapped up. And all that Yugi has left, Dark Magician, after he claps up, you know, Skull Dragon and that. And Joey plays Time Wizard, and Time Wizard does the time shit. And this is where the show gets bullshit. So, genuinely, I was, like I said, I was invested top to bottom in this duel. I was like, wow, this is actually really, really fucking good. I'm genuinely surprised. They actually wrote a good duel that lasted more than 2 seconds and had a back and forth and had some actual, like, stakes to it, you know?
Okay.
And then Joey uses Time Wizard, which, if you know Time Wizard in the actual game, either it destroys all their monsters or all your monsters, right? It's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
In the show, it ages up the cards, right? Cool. The problem with that is that I already knew where this is going before he did it. I said, oh my God, I know exactly where this is going. I don't know if I remembered it subconsciously
or I
could just figure it out because I'm older than 6 years old, so I could put it together. I'm like, if you age a wizard, they usually get stronger. Like, they're, like, you know, mm-hmm. Gandalf, Dumbledore, like, all these motherfuckers get stronger with age, not weaker. So I was like, so you guys about to do some bullshit. He's either going to have that, pull a spell card out, counter the attack for a turn, and then hit him back and be stronger or something like that, right? No. He gets older, and he learns a special technique, which isn't a thing. This isn't Pokemon. You can't just be like, I have a special technique. No, dude, you just attack directly or not. And he does this thing called the fucking mist of fucking nullifying or whatever the hell it was called. Eats up Thousand Year Dragon's fucking hit and goes, oh yeah, by the way, it's not Dark Magician anymore. This is Dark Sage. It's like, what? And he goes, oh yeah, die.
Well, it's,
and kills Joey.
It's because his new Dark Sage allowed him to play a spell card on every turn. So he played the magical mist card.
Now, why did he put that face down earlier in the fight?
Why didn't he? I don't know.
Yes. That's my point. That's dick suck. So, like, he actually just fucking cheated. Like, that was, like, one of the worst things I've seen in Yu-Gi-Oh! Thus far. Like, the other shit, I can, okay, well, you know, the rules were like this, rules were like that. They genuinely wrote Yugi into a corner, and then they were like, fuck it, Dark Sage, and just had him win anyways. I was like, this is atrocious. Such a good duel until the ending, too. I was like, damn. If I was Joey, I'd be like, wow, you fucking hoed me, dude. Like, you fucking cheated. Pegasus is like, oh, what a good play by Yugi. Yugi literally did nothing about that. That was all Joey's doing. Like,
but Yugi knew that it was coming, so he was prepared.
He did not know that was coming. He just prayed to God. He just threw it up and prayed.
Bro, he knew that Joey would come out with the time wizard. And either way, it was going to win him the game.
But all right, so he won. Whack-ass shit went down. That's it. Yugi's punched his ticket to the finals. And then what we already knew was going to happen. I don't know how Joey didn't realize this was going to happen. Either Yugi would take the money and buy the surgery anyways or not take the money. He gives the $3 million to Joey, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that surgery does not cost $3 million. So I don't know what Joey's going to do with the rest of that money, but okay.
Buy a car?
I mean, Yugi could have just gave him the money for the thing and kept the rest, but I guess Yugi didn't like being broke. He lives in a fucking card shop, dude. That shit's like 300 square feet.
He don't need no money.
I don't even know where the grandpa sleeps at, because Yugi sleeps in the fucking attic. Where does the grandpa sleep?
It's a whole house above.
It's really not. Have you seen the car shop from outside? It's really not.
Oh, it's just more spacious on the inside.
That's okay. They got some, what, Dark Sage working up there too, making a fucking big ass, like, what is that shit called? God, I don't remember. There was like a show where they could, like, you'd walk in and it'd be bigger than it looked on the outside, and they were like, oh, this is a da-da-da. I don't remember what it's called, though.
I don't remember what it is either.
It was one of those games, one of those wizardy shows, like Harry Potter or something.
They did do it in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I just don't remember what that was called, though.
It was just a spell.
Yeah, it was a spell D's. Yeah, so that happens. Yugi punches the ticket. Joey's getting the money to save his sister's eyes. You think she had, like, cancer in the original or something?
Well, that would make a lot of sense. 4 kids, they didn't want people dying.
But she had the bandages on. Did you think they edited the bandages on her eye? No, because they walk her. I don't know.
Maybe she was just
going blind. Doesn't seem that serious. Like, don't get me wrong, it's pretty serious, but she's not dead.
No, but
unless Joey was gonna just kill her afterwards, like
like a lame horse.
She's defective. Kill her.
Yo. Like,
I just don't understand why it was so bad about it. Joey could still have gone and seen her. Like,
but she couldn't have seen him.
All right, shut the fuck up. Get out of my face.
It's true.
Episode 35 is the most non-episode I've ever seen, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The first half of it is just nothing, just setting up for the duel that we already know is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was boring as shit. But Taya did say something along the line that if Yugi loses, she's going to kill herself.
I don't remember this.
She said, she literally said, like, if Yugi loses, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, so I thought she was going to, like, just yeet herself off the castle if he loses. Just like, well, you know.
See you guys.
Back in black. Throw herself right off that bitch and collapse on the ground. Taya, no. Tristan's like, oh, damn, Taya. She's in denial. Like, god damn, bro. What the hell? This is insane. But they do get to the little bit of the Yugi Pegasus duel in this back half of the episode.
Mm-hmm, and Yugi Pegasus whooped.
I mean, yeah, because Pegasus is a fucking dirty cheat. Like, he's got a thing that lets you read your mind, see your card. Like, what can't he do? He can just do everything. Like, I don't remember how they counter it. We're gonna find out in the next five, because Duel's Kingdom ends on 40. So don't tell me, but no, I'm going to be very upset if it's something really stupid. Like, it was really, really fucking dumb.
What would be really stupid to you? What would count as really stupid that could happen?
If he closes his eyes, which I've already said.
Okay.
And he just starts playing cards.
Yeah.
Or, because I remember he did this I think he does this at some point. I don't know if it was this or whatever. He doesn't look. He just grabs it and plays the card right away.
That's what Kaiba was doing.
Oh, that was what Kaiba was doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Kaiba doing that. But I'm not sure. The only thing you should do is you should Mind Crush Pegasus at this point. Like, fuck it. But I think to unlock Mind Crush on an opponent, you have to beat him first. I don't know what the rules on Mind Crush are. But Yugi has not done it mid-duel, or else he would just win everything.
Yeah, that's pretty for real.
Well, I guess Yami has been doing it. Yami would be like, Mind Crush! Like, just fucking win every time. It'd be hilarious, but here we are. Final duel of the arc. About five more episodes till we end up Duel's Kingdom. We'll be heading into the real best arc of the series after that.
Yeah, it's pretty for sure.
And then I think we should just end the series at that point. Like, we don't need a review anymore.
You don't like 3 through 5?
No, I'm just trolling, because, like, after Dungeon Dice, what is there really? Like, there's nothing else. Like, that's it. Dungeon Dice is the peak of the series.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Peak of the franchise, to be honest. Like, they don't get no better than Dungeon Dice. GX should have just been about Dungeon Dice monsters.
Dude, that would have actually been so sweet. Then I might have watched it when it was coming out.
You should have watched GX anyway. GX was cold as a bitch.
Yeah, I saw no Yugi, no Joey Wheeler, and I said, no.
Jaden's like a better Yugi, or better Joey, and then Cyrus is like a better Yugi. So yeah, it works out.
I don't believe it.
And then they got Zane, bro. Zane? And Jaden actually be getting bitches, though. That's the other thing. Jaden be getting hoes on the regular.
Is that so?
Dead ass, bro. He had a rose. He had a rose wrapped up on her finger, bro.
Rose.
That
was him.
Yeah, he had a rose. She might have been a stripper with that name, but we don't know.
Sir.
Her brother, Zane. Then my dude, what was bro's name? Fuck. I want to say his name's like Gary or some shit.
Gary?
I don't remember what bro's name was. Basically, his rival character was like real crusty looking dude.
Not as swaggy as Kaiba?
No, not at all. It wasn't even close.
Is anybody really as swaggy as Kaiba, though?
No, Kaiba's the peak of, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters.
Kaiba's pretty elite. I'm not going to lie to you about that. Kaiba would be near the top if this was a regular...
Oh, his name was Chaz. That's what it
Chaz?
Was. Chaz? Chaz. The 2 Z's.
That's crazy.
Chaz. He had, like, the worst... These little three monsters. They were, like, the worst motherfuckers of all time. We'll get there, though. Shout out to Chaz. Chaz was a cold motherfucker.
I wonder when we get there how many cards I'm just going to not recognize.
All of them? You remember Jinzo?
Yeah.
Jinzo shows up in there. Jinzo was cold as a bitch in GX, I can't lie.
Jinzo always been cold.
No, he was colder in fucking GX.
He got colder?
Yeah, he got even colder. He turned like a fucking cyborg or some shit. It was crazy.
They got Psy Jinzo? That's insane.
No, Jinzo turned to like a real dude and was actually battling people with Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
He did the what in the huh?
That's what I'm saying. He was cold as a bitch in GX, but we'll get there, All right, so thanks for hanging out with us today talking about Yu-Gi-Oh Duel Monsters. We'll be back next week with episodes 36 through 40, which is the conclusion of the Duel's Kingdom arc. And we'll be onward to the little baby arcs in between, and then we'll be on to Battle City.
Woo!
Can't wait for Kaiba to pull out that swaggy-ass fucking dual disc, bro. That shit going cold as a nice. Dude, I wanted that one so bad, but they're all sold out by the time I was
that
a kid.
One,
I had
the you know, when they made it, it just wasn't as cool.
That's a lie, bro. I had the Millennium Puzzle one. The Millennium, like the big-ass Millennium one.
What?
I'm talking about.
For a dual disc?
There was one with like... Yeah, it was like gray. It was like it was all gray. Had like the Millennium Eye in the middle, but it was gray still. Hey, yo. It was like a big ass. It was like a Shadow Realm dual disc.
I had the dark dual disc. And
is that what that was? That might be the same one.
It was like blue. It was like two different shades of blue. It was pointy. It like came to a point.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Millennium Eye thing in the middle.
I don't remember it enough. I just remember it was like blue. It looked kind of like a scythe, the head of a scythe almost. It was sick. I love that thing.
Yeah, it was the same gimmick as the one I had.
Okay, I might have to just send you a picture of the one I had.
I looked it up. It's the same gimmick.
It is.
Yeah.
What'd you just look up? It was tight. Millennium Eye.
I just looked up Dark Dual Disc.
Oh.
It's called the Chaos Dual Disc from what I'm reading.
Dark Dual Disc. Interesting.
Yeah,
it was tight though. I see the one you're talking about that's like gray.
Yeah, that's the one I had.
I had the one that's like just the all like two different shades of blue. So,
all right, so same, I guess we had different ones.
Well, different ones, but it's the same gimmick.
Absolutely.
And then good old Sib had the regular one.
Cold.
It just didn't look as cool when they came out with it. I was disappointed.
I don't know. That shit looked cool as fuck. It looked like a fucking boomerang and shit.
They were cool in general, to be honest.
Yeah, so we'll be back to hang out with us. You can check us out on all social medias. You can find us anywhere at The Binge Boys. That's it. Just Google us. You know what I'm saying? Google us. We out there. You can find us on anything you want to find us on. But yeah, so thanks for hanging out with us. We want to remind you that with you today, I was the king of Dungeon Dice Enrique.
And I am Yami T-Max.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!